Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you are listening to some thoughts on e-learning. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about smartphones and how to do a smartphone science class. So, taking a course on a smartphone, it's really not as far-fetched as it may seem. In fact, K-12 schools have been utilizing mobile devices for several years now to take photos, collect information, and then instant message classmates or post to discussion boards. However, the practice can certainly be expanded to be incorporated in homeschool distance education courses or college-level courses. Communication can take place through phone, email, and instant messenger, as well as via the web. The smartphone's media player functionality can be used for movie clips and MP3s, while the photo capabilities can be used to collect, record, and share photos, digital images. So the smartphone can even contain an FM radio, so students can listen to radio programs as well. Finally, photos and logs can be shared through Life Blog or Flickr. Smartphone courses, believe it or not, can be launched with virtually no special programming. And this is even more interesting, you don't even have to really have a learning management system. In this case, the instructional content would consist of the following. You'd have to have some audio files to listen to, text files, basic learning objectives, guiding questions, information sent via email, instant messenger, or just posted to a blog. So another thing you'd need would be instructor-generated image files to review and to serve as models. You can have student images uploaded or emailed to each other with tags. These could be assignments. You could also have student audio and video files. These could be left on the instructor's voicemail. They could also be posted to Audio Blogger and shared by classmates. Also, student email and blog entries. So a typical week's work, let's say, student sends out email. This week's assignment, it arrives in the email. It contains a link to audio files. The student listens to the instructor describe the learning objectives and content. Two, you have a link to reading. Correlate to text, to websites for course content, so you can connect in that way, and then students could read off a little tiny screen. Or you could at least say, okay, here's a website, here's your reading, but go to your textbook. The instructor sends sample image or photo, and then students are asked to find their own photos or take their own photos. And for example, you could say your assignment is to photograph a sedimentary rock. Then you identify it, send it to classmates, and then post it on a blog or something like that. Then the fourth thing, the instructor would send instructions for the writing assignment. So this could be in the form of a discussion board or observations. For example, students could be asked to find an example of erosion. They can then photograph it and then describe it. How has erosion happened? What are the processes? This instructor could provide guiding questions. Okay, five. The instructor sends audio files to link to an audio file or a link So students would then listen to MP3 files. They could respond, post their own MP3 files. One option would be to use AudioBlogger. For example, students could describe the impact of a thunderstorm on a slope that has been deforested. You know, impact of torrential rain, for example. So what has been presented here is a very basic idea, but at least it gives one the awareness that methods are possible, that you can do a class on a smartphone. And it's like even possible for homeschool instructors to implement it, lessons using smartphones, particularly if there's a network of other homeschoolers who are working on the same unit. Using the smartphone does encourage interaction, community, internalization of the course content. So here's one recommended smartphone, the Nokia N70. It's about $500, which, I mean, granted, is pretty expensive. But here's the thing, it can serve multiple functions. MP3 player, digital camera, telephone, email, browser. And given the multiple functionalities, the long-term cost could even be a little bit less than buying everything, the devices separately. Granted, one sacrifices functionality, but it might even be worth it. So these are just a few ideas that you might be interested. I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say, so please do get in touch with me. This is Susan Smith-Nash, and you've been listening to a few thoughts on e-learning. Please be in touch. Thanks.